You're listening to Round Table. What's the question that you ask yourself every day and keeps you pondering? According to Yi Xinli, a psychology blog, regardless of your line of work, sunrise and sunset, what to eat is the top question young people ask themselves most frequently every day, and for good reason. So there's, what should I have for breakfast? What should I have for lunch? For dinner? And what should I have for my late night snack? And after taking a nice long snooze in the night,
yes,
it just repeats the next day.
Yes.
Why is it that young people struggle to decide on what to eat every day?
Yes, I think maybe if Shakespeare was alive today, we'd hear something along the lines of, to eat or not to eat. That is the question. Or, you know, just deciding where to eat. Because, guys, first of all, number one here is the reason why we have decidophobia as it pertains to food is because we have so many choices. Okay, you can only have decidophobia if you have choices to choose from.
Mm.
I think never before in anywhere have people been exposed to all the different dishes that globalization has brought to your table or your neighborhood. And so now the question of what to eat is just so much more complicated. Also, you know, specifically here in China, I think the economic bloom that has been seen, you're seeing people with more money and they want to try new things. The luxury of being able to have choices to go maybe to Italian food or try some Mexican food, you know? No longer are people just, you know, trying to survive, but now they have extra money to be able to go out to dinner. And not just go out to dinner, but maybe go to a different restaurant that has a little bit more pricey of a menu, but maybe it's different food, and that's exciting for a lot of people. So those are two, yeah.
Mm. I want to add one thing about the slim culture or the body image anxiety. So also with the economic bloom, and then people are taking more care of their body management.
Yeah.
So they pretend to think, oh, I want to eat something healthy. I want to eat some organic food. So, but maybe the other people don't agree with you.
Yeah.
So you are trying to find a perfect restaurant for that.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking at this, also one that I really liked, I think is also a byproduct of not just this economic boom we're seeing in certain parts of the world, but also how fast our society goes and like how we're expected to always be doing something. We never stop and smell the roses because we just don't have time. We have to get to work. Then we have to go get to our dance recital. Then we got to go pick up our kids. Then we got to go to make dinner. Then we got to do this. And you're just like, ugh. But you know what? Eating is that chance to stop and smell the roses. Maybe, you know, people, to them, when they sit down and have a meal, that's when they get to sit down. Maybe not do anything, but simply put delicious food in your face and think about life. And that's a beautiful thing. And we also just said that it's essential. Yet we're so busy trying to make our lives spin, move, do something, that eating is just that moment where we get to breathe in all of it.
And also, did you mention, Ryan, that you eat whilst thinking about meetings of life or something like that?
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
I like to get deep when I'm eating. Okay?
Oh, cool. That's great. You're a thinker. That's more than what I am, I suppose. Because when I'm eating, I'm just happy that I can leave it blank in my mind. And I'm just having this really intimate relationship with the food. That I don't need to think about anything. And it's actually maybe the easiest way amongst all to please one of your senses, that is, your taste buds are awake and you have something you enjoy eating and you satisfy yourself that way. And here's a quote from one of my favorite TV series, actually from Japan, called The Lonely Gourmand. Yes. The main guy, his name is, or in term of endearment is Wulang, so Guru-san. So he had this theory that eating, and often with him, he's going solo, so eating alone is actually the easiest way to achieve equality in this society because it's easily attainable and it is something that you can control.
Yeah.
Like, think of the things in life. How many factors in play are you actually in control of? Not that many.
Yeah.
So having that meal that you do enjoy is one of the precious ones that you can do something about. So why not grab onto that.
I think also for the reason that, you know, sometimes eating is that chance you get to have the deep thoughts, you know, where you're not in the middle of doing something, so you have to use your brain doing that. Eating's pretty easy to do. I don't know if anybody else has had problems eating. Maybe certain kinds of foods are hard to eat, but most of the time you just spoon it in your mouth or do something along those lines, and you can maybe take the time to think about stuff. And for that reason, I think that's why I think it's a very beautiful thing to be able to enjoy and not feel ashamed to sit down and eat alone. Because sometimes that's that spiritual moment in the day where you get to do that by yourself. And you don't have to worry about a conversation or keeping it going. But I also wanted to say, too, I think you can tell a lot about people by what they're eating and the mood they're in. You know, we say like comfort food is what you eat maybe when you've had a rough day. So maybe if you go into like a Denny's or a late night diner, you find a lot of people eating comfort food. Maybe they've had a rough day. They just want something delicious that's going to make them feel good. If you see somebody maybe eating super healthy food, maybe they're very type A kind of person and they're always on the go, but they have this zest for fitness in life and making sure things are nice in their life, that this carries over to what we see on their plate. So I think too, for those of you fact checking others, and maybe it's your first date, you can look at the meal or what they order and be able to tell a little bit about the person.
Yeah, I want to offer more details about a certain kind of food may have some specific meanings. For example, when I feel depressed, I will turn to chocolate and sweet stuff.
Even when I'm not depressed, though. So yeah. Chocolate's a bad indicator for
and
me.
Eating snack is good to ease pressure, anger, and anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Mm. And for me, I just like eating alone. Sorry.
Oh, really?
So antisocial. But I'm not actually apologizing for that. I think it's nice to find that freedom when you don't need to worry about what other people think or what other people want, or that person's eating up all of the things on that dish, which I like most. Yeah. Sharing is not always caring, okay? I just want it, you know, for myself.
You know, we popularize it too, just talking about food and eating when you feel certain things. You know, in the U.S., it's very common if you've had a rough day, especially maybe if you're a lady in the U.S., say maybe you broke up with your boyfriend. Oh, Becky, I need you to come over and bring a gallon of ice cream. I'm going to eat it all. I feel no shame, you know?
Yeah.
And basically just scooping out ice cream. And, you know, food is amazing. It can make you feel so good. So many things. So thank you, food.
On how badly the heartbreak hits you, you can decide whether you want to have Dairy Queen or maybe the Haagen-Dazs. Because if you are feeling the pain, girl or boy out there, you deserve a little bit of comfort in that regard. You're listening to Roundtable, and that's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.